Hi, welcome to Happily at Home podcast with Heidi and Janelle. We're making more than just a home.
Hey, Janelle.
Hi, are you excited? I'm so excited about our first podcast.
I am too. So let's have everyone get to know us a little bit, and I'm gonna put you on the hot seat. Tell me first about your family.
Okay, well, I am a stay-at-home mom to four kids with my husband of, we're in year lucky 13. So we're approaching our 14th anniversary, and we are both kids from farms who married each other. And now we have four kids kind of in a suburb in Minnesota. So they have a very different life than we did growing up.
What are your kids' ages?
Okay, great question. They are 12, 10, newly 5, and then 2. So we have a tail ender and a pretty good spread.
All right, yes. So you and I are very similar in that way. I also have four kids. They're all boys. They are age 15, 13, a 5-year gap, an almost 8-year-old, and a just turned 6. So yeah, my husband and I have been married for 18 years. Sad
Awesome.
that I have to think about that.
Time flies when you're having fun and or doing laundry.
And changing diapers, right?
For sure.
So we're both stay-at-home moms. I have been a stay-at-home mom for almost 16 years. You've been a stay-at-home mom for how many years?
Oh, probably 11. I had to work just a little bit when our son was. After he was born, I was very part-time at work, and then it kind of worked its way into full-time, and then we moved several states away when I was pregnant with my daughter, and I thought, this is ridiculous to put him in an all new circumstances and then shove him to daycare where he doesn't know anyone, and then we're going to rock his world again by adding a new baby to our family. And also, who wants to hire someone who knows they're going to be taking maternity leave right away? So
I understand.
we just kind of were like, hey, let's just see if we can financially swing it. And if we can't, then I'll go back to work. And if we can, that's really what we would prefer is for me to be home and raise our kids. So it worked out so far.
Well, it's definitely worked out for you. You are a fabulous stay-at-home mom. I have learned so much from you, and I guess that's why we want to start a podcast because, gosh, we have done a lot of things. We've tried a lot of things. We're not done raising our kids, but we now have teenagers and we've gotten through babyhood. And
Isn't that
so
funny? There's so many things I could say about our relationship. We met because our kids were in school together, but we were also neighbors.
we were
And
neighbors.
we just have a lot of things we like to do in common, a lot of things we don't like to do in common. And yeah, we both, I think, learn a lot from each other. So it's almost like a sisterhood.
It is. So you were my neighbor. That's how we met. And now you live about a half an hour away from me, and we don't see each other as much, but we try. We try and make an effort, and it's easier for me this year because for the first time in 15 years, all my kids are in school.
What is that like?
It's lovely.
Isn't
So, Janelle, there's something I don't know about you. Was your mom a stay-at-home mom?
So my mom actually was a stay-at-home mom when I was really little. And then in the mid-80s, here I am dating myself already. There were a lot of struggles for farm families because the price of hogs fell so rapidly. And it actually did quite a bit of damage just to the economy in my hometown. And so she actually went to work, but I was very fortunate that I had grandparents in town. And so I wasn't ever in a daycare situation. It was hang out with grandma. And that's actually where I learned a ton of homemaking skills. That's where I learned to make bread and noodles and how to, I learned, I'm sure, some of that from my mom too, but somehow learning how to make a bed with grandma is one more fun than with your own mother.
Definitely, I would say in my life, my biggest influencer in homemaking, and sadly, my grandma wasn't around when she died about 9 months after I got married. So she wasn't even around when I had kids, but she has influenced my homemaking more than anyone. So grandmas are awesome.
Grandmas matter so much.
They do matter so much. So, okay, I did not know that. So my mom, she stayed home with me until I went to kindergarten, and she brought in other kids. She took care of like a couple different families. So I always had other kids around, but she was home. And then when I went to kindergarten, she went back to work. So then I have a brother that's 8 years older than me. And so he kind of took care of me in the summers and stuff, but my mom and dad were both working full time.
Yep. And so we had a farm. So even though mom necessarily wasn't home after I was old enough to be in school, there's always somebody around on the yard. And then also I had older siblings that were 12 and 14 years older than me. So they were, you know, come and go, do what they want until they left for college kind of a thing. But it was good.
Yeah. So you were like me. My brother left for college when I was like in fifth or sixth grade. I can't exactly remember. So then I was home all alone in the summers. And I think that's partly why I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, because I was really lonely. My childhood was really lonely because I was home alone a lot.
Yeah. And it's kind of crazy because just thinking about it now, and I've never really thought about it like this before, but probably when I was, I can't remember if I was 11 or 12, when I started taking care of kids in the summers, like all day long.
Yep.
And now looking back at that, like that's what I do now, but as a life choice. But I didn't
realize. And you don't get paid.
Right. Right. Exactly. But I loved it. I loved taking care of kids all day, all summer long. There were families. I started with a family of two, and then they added a baby, and there were three. And then I went to a family of three, and then they added a baby, and it was four. So I'm used to a slew of kids all the time, I guess.
And you have now, because your brother and sister were older, you had nieces.
Oh, yeah.
when you were quite young.
I did. And it was kind of, you know, there's that personality test you do where it's like, are you the oldest, the youngest? Do you count as an only?
Yeah.
And I felt like I was definitely the youngest in our family. But then when your siblings leave or are that much older than you, you also count as an only.
Yeah.
But then I was also almost an oldest to some of their kids, because they were around a lot because my brother and my dad farmed together. And also I just loved them. I loved hanging out with them. It was just, we had the best fun. So yeah, kids are definitely an enormous part of my life.
I did a lot of babysitting when I think that's what like every teenage girl in the 80s did, right? Or teenage or young girl in the 80s was we would just babysit all summer. And my favorite babysitting gigs was when they had a membership to the country club and I could drive and we would go to the pool every day.
Oh my gosh, we did not have that kind of lifestyle.
I had two families like that. And so the kids were older. It was two girls. Like they got to swim all day and I would sit by the pool. And then my other friend was nannying for kids and they were part of the country club. So we would just get to hang out at the pool all day and watch the kids. And we'd get to eat from the, you know, the country club restaurant and just charge it to the people. It was really great.
Oh, funny. Where are they now? Do you know?
Yeah. No, I didn't keep track with anyone.
Some of those littlest girls are, I'm actually the family of four that I took care of. Three of them have babies. And that really, that's really a punch in the gut for accepting that you are growing up and you're, you know, the older generation. That's
so
me.
I just thought about it. So these girls would be in like their young 30s.
I can't really talk about it.
Yeah,
they probably
have families.
I know I just said to you the other, not long ago, there's a young mom at our church who was asking me about something. And I all of a sudden went, I'm suddenly a mentor mom. This is not okay. But it happens.
It is. And you know what? I don't think I would want to go back because I had to learn a lot of things the hard way. And I wouldn't want to relive those.
There's so much.
And those sleepless nights. And I know moms, if you have newborns and young babies and you are in the thick of it, and people say, oh, the time goes by so fast, but it so goes by so fast.
It does.
I don't know. What do you think?
It does, and it did, but I also think it can be really a lonely time.
Oh, very much so.
Can make it so long.
Yes.
Just because your schedule is different, going anywhere is a lot of work.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if you're going to daycare or the mall or church, like, it's a lot of work. There was a comedian who just did a video about people leaving the house before they have kids. And, you know, he's like pretending, he says to his wife, hey, you want to go somewhere? And she's like, yeah. And then he like pretends they're just walking out the door, picks up keys off the hook and walks out. That is so far from reality of my life anymore. It's like, do we have backpacks? Do we have coats? Let's have a battle about coats because it's getting cold here in Minnesota.
Yes.
You know, and that's just for older kids. We are potty trained at 2. This is my easiest potty training. But I mean, I still have, you know, the backup pants and all that I keep in the car, but it's gotten easier. I don't need the bottles and stuff, but it's a lot of work to get all those people in gear and out the door.
I think just making sure you get somewhere and all your kids have shoes.
That's funny.
I mean, that's a thing.
I keep a pair of Crocs in the car for anyone who forgets. That's what I do.
So one time we went to a different city to visit my mother-in-law, and we get there and 3 of my 4 kids did not have shoes on. And so we had to drive to a Walmart and they walked in because I did, you know, sizing and stuff. I mean, I could guess their size. They walked in barefoot. We bought 3 pairs of shoes.
Did anybody ask if your house had burned down?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
But I know that's a thing with moms. But if someone would have told me that before I had kids, I would have thought that was ridiculous.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
So
tell me about why are you a stay-at-home mom?
Partly because I felt like my childhood was kind of lonely, and my brother was so much older than me, and then he left for college, and my parents both worked full time. My dad worked 2 or 3 different jobs, so he was gone a lot in the evenings, and I just remember being home all day long in the summer and just being kind of lonely. I wanted to be with my kids. I wanted to spend time with them. I didn't want their childhoods to be lonely like mine was. So I think that's the biggest reason. Also, my husband, for the first, 18 years of our marriage, because this just happened this summer, my husband has traveled a ton, like almost every week, Monday through Friday, has traveled. And so it just never really made sense for me to work because I thought, what would happen? Like every time there's a sick kid, I would be the one taking off work and everything would fall on me. So it just, for practical reasons also, it just made sense that I stayed home.
Yeah, that's kind of how we are too. And we haven't lived near family since we've had the kids, except for when our oldest was really little. So that was really hard to move away and leave grandparents that, you know, he loved and we love, and also just the support system that you have with that. But I think it's really interesting that we both actually went to college, have degrees, are set up to have careers if we want them outside the home. Yeah. And then we still just both decided that wasn't the best choice for our family right now.
Yeah. And I always thought that when my kids went back to school, I would get a career or go back to work. I mean, I've been out of the workforce now for so long that I don't know what, I wouldn't even want to do the same thing that I went to college for. But I just thought I would always go back to work. But now that I have teenagers, I'm kind of thinking that I need to be home. I'm kind of thinking that teenagers may need moms or someone at home more than my babies.
I think you might be right. I have a strong feeling.
But we're going to talk about, we'll talk about teenagers. We are going to talk about so many subjects. We have so many things to talk about. We have so many interests. We have tried so many things. Like, what are your top hobbies?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I love to garden. I'm always doing an odd job. I love crafts and house beautiful. I love farm-related things. I would love to get chickens, but we aren't there yet. Actually, I'm not sure our city allows chickens in city limits, so I might have to. I know there's always something to think about. I just reupholstered some chairs in my dining room, which I'm really excited about. I don't know. Cooking, canning. I just always find something to do. My days go fast, that's for sure. So
yes, we have a lot in common. We are both big time gardeners, and I think we'll talk a lot about that. We do a lot of canning. We do a lot of cooking because we both have big families. So we cook. We have systems in place to make dinner easy. We can help you in that regards for sure. I like to bake. I like to walk. I like to read. And my newest hobby is jigsaw puzzles because all my kids are in school.
I just can't believe it. I'm going to come hide pieces. I'm going to hide them. You know I'm that friend.
Yeah, you are that friend.
I think above all, also, we both just have hearts for encouraging moms to do the best they can with their kids because we know it's hard to be a mom.
It is so hard.
It doesn't matter how much you love your kids or how many kids you have or don't have. It's just hard. It's hard when you have one. It's hard when you have four. And it's the best thing. It's one of the very best things in the world to be a mom. But we just want people to feel encouraged and to be able to learn and grow from our podcast, I think, is probably – we haven't really talked about our podcast goals. It'll be fun, too, though.
I hope it'll be fun. You can be really funny.
Oh, my gosh. I have the best – we need to talk about school conferences in an episode, and I have the best story from a friend to share. So maybe that can be our number two to hook people on the podcast.
Oh, okay. Then they better come back, right?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time.
We are. And I agree. I want to encourage moms because you had way more experience than me. And even though I babysat and I did a lot of things, I was really almost a single mom with a baby. And my first baby was really hard and I really struggled. I did not know what I was doing. And heck, I still most days don't know what I'm doing. And my kids haven't turned out yet. And we all have that fear, right? We just want our kids to turn out whatever that means to us.
So, oh my gosh. I said that to another mom the other day and she's like, as long as I raise them and they're not in jail, I will have succeeded.
I'm always like, if they're not playing video games in my basement when they're 40.
Whatever. I set the bar high. That's
exactly.
Good. That's
exactly. Good. So I don't know what we're gonna talk about next time, but it'll be something great. So I hope you all will come back and join us. And thanks for putting up with our first podcast where we don't really know what we're doing.
We are learning as we go. There are a lot of good things you can learn as you go in life. All right.
Exactly.
Thanks everybody for joining us. All right.
Bye, everyone. Bye, Janelle.
Bye.
Happily at home. Yep. Bye.